Well, back home, 300 people have been arrested on suspicion of intoxicated driving. And that's just in the last 12 days since the Gardaí's Christmas Road Safety Campaign began. Superintendent Eddie Golden of the Garda National Road Policing Bureau is here. Thanks for coming in. The campaign started Friday the 29th, right across the country, and big numbers of arrests, much bigger than what you would normally arrest on a weekly basis.
That's correct, Carol, and I suppose our concern, again, to re-emphasise this morning, is that our Christmas campaign started, it's a main focusing on driving while intoxicated. And again, when we looked at our stats just for the first week, and these are just on suspicion of it, they're not convicted yet. However, it tells me that over 300 people have taken a chance to affect their livelihoods, their own safety, and unfortunately the safety of others on the roads. And that is a concern going into the last 3 weeks of 2019. We're looking at fatalities of 136 at the moment, which are 6 up in this time last year. We've 3 fatalities moving into the first week of December as well. And look, that is the concern for us. Our main focus is public safety at the end of the day, and we want to re-emphasise that everybody has a responsibility and can have a positive effect on road safety by making the right choices for the next 3 weeks of 2019.
So presumably these arrests on suspicion of intoxication are because somebody has failed a breath test. Tell us about the breakdown between alcohol and drugs and the importance now of drugs in this.
Well, since last year we have a new device which measures the presence of drugs in your system on the roadside, and I suppose that has had a very, I suppose now we're able to measure that far better at the outside of the road. So if somebody we feel has drugs in their system, illegal drugs, or is over a certain limit, we now test them for that on the side of the road. So because of that, I suppose we're able to have a better idea of the difference between the alcohol and drugs, even just at the side of the road. When they go to the station, then they go through a bigger procedure. But over last year, for example, we'd over 1,000 drivers arrested during this same period, during our campaign, for driving while under the influence. Last Christmas Day, we had 11 people arrested for drunk, again, or possible drug driving, and 82 for New Year and New Year's Day. So again, what we're trying to do is, those figures are extremely high, in my view, and we want to just try and mitigate against them.
And can I just ask you, how much of this is because you're out there in greater numbers stopping more cars, or is it because more people are taking the risk at this time of year?
Well, I think it's a combination. Obviously, this is a focus campaign, but for all year round, we have been focusing, obviously, on our checkpoints, and we do the multiple of offences at those. For example, for November, we had 683 instances of driving while intoxicated. So it's not as if it's just for December now. This focus is on Garda Síochána, or out there all over the country. We have our mandatory intoxicating checkpoints all over at different times, and it's a 24-hour campaign on a daily basis. So there is no good time that you think you're going to get away with this. And again, looking forward for the next couple of weeks, what we are emphasising is our message is that ultimately we want everybody never ever drink or drug drive. Book a taxi, use public transport, and you know, nominate a designated driver.
And particularly late at night, because 75% of deaths are alcohol related between what times?
Yes, between the hours of 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. Alcohol, the RSA have done research on this, and so this is not, we're trying to actually point out to people that, you know, during this period, particularly in the early hours of the morning, there is a propensity for people to have take a chance with intoxication. Can I also stress as well, it's not just drivers, it's vulnerable road users as well. That includes pedestrians. So if you're a pedestrian or if you're taking a chance of walking home, what we're asking people to do is make plans. We do all the plans about the Christmas party, but do we do the plan of how we're going to get home
safely? Getting home, exactly. Okay, Superintendent Eddie Golden of the Garda National Road Policing Bureau, thanks for bringing us up to date with that.